This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And we're asking the question, is there any sport that you're keeping an eye on this weekend? I know we're heading towards the weekend. We always like to do this. And, you know, we also like to do the weekend review, the biggest story from the entire week. That is the KNC Masterpiece Week in Review. And, Kevin, I don't know of anything this weekend that truly has my eyes and ears. I know the Colonial just – they were saying that it's going to be a star-studded Colonial when they get that thing rocking again. I just saw that story pop up on the morning news a few minutes ago. So I am getting excited about some golf that's going to be underway here soon. I know you're a big fan of golf. I think we need to change the message there, Kevin. And you need to start being more about golf, all right? So, I'm looking forward to. I don't know exactly this weekend what's going on. I will say this though, my attention has been kind of taken from all sports this weekend as I'm off all next week, and this weekend is Lucy's birthday. Sunday will be Lucy's golden birthday. Y'all know what that is? It's the birthday where you turn the age. You turn the age of the date. So, like, Lucy is going to be turning 7, and her birthday is on June 7th. So I didn't know anything about that. So if your birthday – I had a golden birthday on my first birthday because mine's July 1st. So she will be turning 7 this year, and we're really excited about that. So that's going to be Sunday. No party. We're having a drive-by. People can drive by. Wow. What's it called, Kevin? A birthday brigade or a birthday parade?
Birthday brigade. That sounds right.
So people are going to drive by and do that. So that's what we're doing. 877-881-1053 to wish Lucy happy birthday.
So one of the sports that I was hoping would catch my attention more this weekend is UFC is having their next pay-per-view. And this is where we're really going to see how much heat that they've got for people that still can't do things. Because, you know, a lot of places have opened to a certain extent, but plenty of people are still weary of going back out there. But the card for UFC 250 is a dud. Like, in terms of name value and fights that, like, mean what you would hope for a pay-per-view, this card is a dud. And so I'm curious to see what kind of buy rate they get for this. Because the last card, which looked really good, 700,000 people bought that. And my prediction for this one would be closer to maybe like 200,000 or 300,000. It's just not a great card. And so I'll be curious to see the power of just having live sport and event TV this weekend. From the 682, there's a NASCAR race in Atlanta, and we got that from a couple of different 469s. Is that they're in on NASCAR this weekend? I'm interested about that because we talked about this a while back, like with the UFC as an example. Would there be sports that you would get in on that you normally like wouldn't have really cared that much about because there was no sports going on? Was there anything that y'all picked up? Because I just don't care about racing and I don't care about golf, and this hasn't changed my opinion of that.
I've been watching more movies, catching up on that, because Kevin, you know my lifestyle was always it would take me 3 days to watch any movie.
Yes.
So I've been trying to like use that time instead of, I guess, getting something new, because movies and TV shows are my second favorite form of entertainment after sports. So that would be what I've been doing to kind of fill that space. So I've been flying through seasons of TV shows and seasons of movies like at a rampant pace. I'm almost caught up. You know that commercial? Was it Southwest Airlines where the guy goes, "I did it," and the wife's like, "What did you do?" And he was like, "I finished the internet." That's kind of how I feel about TV TV shows and the movies right now. I'm almost at the point where I'm like, "I did it. I finished all the TV shows and movies."
I saw a study yesterday that said we will, as long as you kind of live a what you'd consider a normal life, as in living to 80 or so, that you'll spend 44 years looking at a screen.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I'm aiming for about 56.
Yeah, so pretty much half of your life, or a little more than half of your life, you will just be staring at some screen.
I mean, it makes sense, because here at work,
we're
staring at screens. Entertainment-wise, we stare at screens. So, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
When we're looking out the back door, there's a screen door in between us and the outside.
Facts.
To keep the mosquitoes out, Kevin.
From the 214, this is one I kind of wish I would have gotten more into it. Marble racing. I remember marble
yes,
racing.
Sir.
I watched the one clip and I loved it. And then I just kind of forgot about it.
So I have to send you links is what you're telling me.
I mean.
Okay. No, say no more, fam.
I watched
Korean
baseball for 3 pitches this morning.
That's progress.
You still weren't getting any more into it?
It was 13-2, and I didn't think the conversation was that entertaining on the game, which they weren't really talking about the game. They were talking about uniforms, and I was just like, we're good.
All right. So. No Korean
baseball.
But
I am looking forward to golf.
Because it's going to be here, or you're just a golf fan already?
I'm actually not a huge golf fan, but if we are going to have, because of the long layoff, if we're going to have all the best players playing in all the events, I mean, let's just face it, nobody came to Dallas-Fort Worth. The two events that were here, you'd have Jordan Spieth because he's from here, and maybe two other good golfers. Maybe. Two other golfers that were considered top 20 golfers in the world, and that was it. Now you're going to get all the top 20 golfers. Like, it might be 20 of 20. The best 20 golfers all come here to start the season. For me, that will be really cool to see golf kick off here in our Metroplex. I know we can't go, but it'll be in our Metroplex, and all the best golfers in the world will be here to play in a tournament.
Yeah, dude, that I agree with that. Whenever you have the best ones around, that's whenever the golf is at its highest, because everybody knows who the top dog is or who the top dog is going to be, and they're all aiming to try. That, I guess maybe that's not the thing, because any given week it seems like there's a new group of guys that could be hot at a time, and that was great whenever it was Tiger. When it was Tiger, every week the whole field was gunning for him. It was, your bets were Tiger or the field. And with this, there's like, you know, 3, 4, maybe 6 different golfers that you're like, all right, they can get hot for a couple weeks, but they can't sustain it the way that Tiger did.
And then there's a chance I watch a random Dallas Maverick game from the either 80s or from 2000 on.
Okay.
Just on like your, you know, go to YouTube and I'll search. You know what I might try to find? Like one of Jason Kidd's first ever triple doubles. So that would have to be like 94, 95, and just like watch him as a rookie again. Because, I mean, there was a lot of promise once you had Jason Kidd and Jimmy Jackson on the team. You didn't have Jamal Mashburn yet. We got him. But
we got him.
I know people don't remember. Most people don't remember.
That's an amazing commercial.
Do you remember that?
Which one?
Jimmy Jackson, we got him. Jamal Mashburn.
Y'all reminded me of it, and I went back and watched it, and I listened to it, and I was like, man, I do remember those days.
Then we traded
them
all away, and we just traded it too. We don't want them, or we don't want
them. Guys, I know it's been I have another story, Kevin. Oh. Ronaldo has become the first footballer to earn over $1 billion, according to Forbes magazine.
Enough money to help him avoid any potential rape charges. So
yes,
good
potential.
Pat Mahomes is coming after him as the top football player.
Yeah, he will make $1 billion in this next contract. But right now, time for tonight's list.
Actually, guys, I got a text. No, I'm just playing. Let's do it.
Oh.
You said list.
I believe
list
you.
List this.
That scared me.
Right?
It seems
just
viable.
Just ignore until the show's over.
I love that.
Oh, no. I didn't say that. Why'd you say that, Kevin?
Oh, man. Masterpiece of the Week is a thing that we do weekly where we revisit some of the funny and stupid things that we have said on the show. Yeah, let's... Mike wants y'all to, you know, like, be patient. We'll get there, okay, guys?
We'll get to your wife's butt in a little bit.
Kevin, you don't even have a wife, so how do you feel about that?
That's true. I don't have a wife. Give me a couple weeks.
Oh, that's Corey, for real. You're getting married in a couple weeks, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Will you, Corey?
I'm supposed to be there, right? Still?
Yes.
Am I supposed to be there? Okay, good.
Yes.
Kevin, what if I Zoomed?
Oh, my sweet mother of God.
If I request.
We've been on Zoom plenty
We'll talk
of
about this later.
Breaks.
We'll talk about this later.
If
air,
I requested
off air,
a Zoom.
Off-air conversation.
Would all you right. be okay with that?
What's next? We got to keep Kevin happy. I don't want Kevin to be sad going in the weekend.
I wonder if Kevin is going to make this speech at his wedding.
And good for everyone in the world smoking weed. I don't know why I said that.
That was actually on, what was it, Memorial Day?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh,
it did
yeah,
seem like
right.
everybody was smoking
that's
weed.
That's right, though. Because we started off and we're like, happy, somber, however you choose to recognize Memorial Day. So many people texted in. They're like, oh, wake and bake. And that's when I asked Bassick if he knew what wake and bake meant. And so many of our people were listening.
Did
to
Bassick know? Because I wasn't there that day.
He did.
Oh, he
you
did.
Wake
he
up
did.
And you smoke marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's did. My exact answer then, and it's my exact answer now.
Good.
All right. I wonder if you might need Nugenix for this.
Things go wrong from that point where when you are a smaller guy, if you make a little mistake, it's just going to kind of stay little throughout the process because you're not, the motion doesn't take you into such erratic places.
Wow. You really elaborated about that. I'm proud of you, Bassick. That's the second.
I meant to say erotic, but I.
Oh, God. That is.
Premium Joke Friday. What's Premium amazing is that Friday. Was actually a really, really good explanation of, like, technical tactics.
Yeah, like mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Now, this wasn't quite that, though.
I'm amazed that that can stay vertical like that. Oh, yeah. That at no point that it starts leaning and then gets horizontal.
This was us talking about the SpaceX rocket. I remember that.
Listen, play it back real quick, Kevin. Hear me one. Real just back in the background.
I'm amazed that that can stay vertical like that. Oh, yeah. That at no point that it starts leaning and then gets horizontal.
I recognize that
immediately.
Ship?
In fact, he is talking about the rocket ship.
I mean, when it gets replayed, that's not how it's going to go.
Told ya.
I told you.
Oh, immediately yep. I knew that where that was headed.
Mm-hmm. Where was this headed, Corey? I need some answers.
It just looks really cool. So I kind of want to be inside to see if it's worth $1 billion.
Mark.
Oh, the stadium. The stadium is.
He's talking about one of those Jenner
listen,
girls.
There's nothing.
What?
Worth $1 billion.
One of them lied about being a billionaire. I saw that on TV.
I think that's so, Kylie.
I don't know
so to be with her
which one was hooking
dollars.
Up with Travis Scott or which one has all the money or if they're the same.
Ooh, it might be Kendall. I might have gotten
not
that
sure.
wrong.
Nobody
yeah,
knows.
Kendall. Kendall Kylie is worth $1 billion. She is a billionaire. I just saw it on the list, by the way. I did see it on the list with Ronaldo. She is behind Kendall and I think Kylie as well. So,
excellent.
Hopefully, they're better people than Ronaldo is.
You've seen them.
I don't know.
You've seen their stuff.
Come on.
So, Corey and Kevin, I want to know what the Top Gun discussion was here.
Is there an online site for this stuff?
I'll tell you a situation I was in recently. Oh, no.
Online, Kevin? What were you doing?
What kind of site are we talking about here, fellas?
I hope it was a reputable one.
I really think.
Is that Eclair thing you guys started?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Don't look that up.
Don't look up what?
Don't.
I need to know.
Don't look it
okay,
up.
Okay, fine.
Don't get me in trouble.
You're already in enough trouble.
That's
today.
True.
Okay.
Just pretend it didn't happen.
Okay. So, to follow up on sports, somebody texted in and said, did you know that Cristiano Ronaldo pays more for car insurance than anybody in the world?
Why?
He has a dope car.
Fun I wonder facts. If, like, Jay Leno, though, right? Wouldn't Jay Leno be up there?
He does have a lot of cars.
I don't know.
Maybe
I
he just doesn't pay for insurance.
What the fan
We're talking
said.
About sports. With sports cars.
Yeah, we are talking about sports. Mike, right. Talk some sports.
I liked pitching to free swingers.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
He stands by it. You see the look at his face. He stands by that.
Somebody suggested that Rico is a swinger lifestyle the other day on the the fan text. Now, Reggie, you worked with him frequently on the nosebleeds.
I did.
Did you get that vibe?
I don't think that the old ball and chain would go for that. I think
gotcha.
That's
okay.
Probably. But I don't know. She is pretty free-spirited, so only God knows. Also, only God knows what made Corey feel like this.
Yeah, it's feeling really good right now.
Congratulations,
oh,
man.
That was on the nosebleed seats when you left your thing on, your headset on. You didn't disconnect.
Nope. I think I'm pretty sure I was just feeling good about the show, Reggie. I'm pretty sure that's the approach I was taking.
The best part about that is if you hear that in context, that's actually the super awkward intro that you gave to, one, Luchi Gonzalez.
Okay.
Yeah, you were like, it's feeling real good right now, Luchi.
Well, hey, man, I just want to point out, I thoroughly enjoy having Luchi on. He is a good person to have in this community. I really enjoy having our weekly with him from FC Dallas. He's great stuff, man.
And finally, I think Kevin was feeling good because he said this.
Plus, I'm very bendy. That's factually accurate.
That's the one for me. That's what I'm voting for, guys.
I'm voting for Mike talking about being a little guy.
I'm just voting for me. Things go wrong from that point where when you are a smaller guy, if you make a little mistake, it's just going to kind of stay little throughout the process because you're not – the motion doesn't take you into such erratic places.
Okay, I'm changing my vote
for
that.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's the one.
It's always tough to choose my best moment, but I'm choosing it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.